Wistful Thinking is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more podcasts about movies and nostalgia, visit cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Welcome to Wistful Thinking, where this month we're covering camp movies. I'm Kara Gail O'Regan. With me is my co-host, Jordan Poland-Clark.
Hi.
And this week we are talking about two summer camp classics from the 90s, Camp Nowhere from 1994 and Heavyweights from 1995. Jordan, when did you first see these?
I have no idea, but I know now that I've watched them that these are like, it's been a long time since we've watched a movie that I was like, oh, this lives deep in my soul. These both live deep in my soul.
Yeah.
I can't judge them properly because I've seen them so many times. But I hadn't seen Heavyweights since then, mm-hmm. but I watched Camp Nowhere last year because it was on TV.
Yeah. Like that opening scene of Camp Nowhere, I was like, oh, wow, yeah. There's some deep grooves in my brain on this. I don't know if I've really seen
more...
it that many times, but I definitely
really?
Saw Camp Nowhere, like, in the theater.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I remember, like, going to see it on, like, a rainy summer day.
Yeah, I had more memories of Heavyweights, but I don't, it's like that thing, I don't know, sometimes you have like real memories of like having watched something. I don't have real memories of watching either one of these movies. It's just clear to me that I've watched them over and over and over and over.
Yeah, for sure. Where should we start?
I think... I don't know. The only way I know how to decide is to just go in chronological order.
Yeah,
well,
works.
Let me ask you first. Do you think we made the right choice in putting these together? Because in my brain, whenever we watch like a kid's movie, it can't fill a whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my brain, I was like, oh, we'll just like smash these two together to make sure we have enough to talk about.
I think that would have been a stretch for Camp Nowhere. But I could probably talk about Heavyweights for 8 years.
It's a much better movie.
Yeah, but I think actually both of them, like, actually have a plot. So, like, already we're, like, doing way better than Meatballs territory.
Definitely, definitely. But, like, Heavyweights is... We'll get to why. Like, I have reasons why I think it's a better movie, but... So wait, what did we just decide that we're doing Heavyweights first?
No, you
it
said
came first.
Order, but we could
oh,
first.
Okay.
Well, there's one thing that is like thematically similar in both movies. Obviously, Heavyweights is about a bunch of kids that go to a fat camp, but in Camp Nowhere, it's about like all of these different kids, rich kids, apparently. From the same town, all of their parents like want to send them to different camps, a computer camp, a...
Are they rich, though? Because the camp only cost $3,000. And I know that was 1990s money, but still.
Yeah. I don't know. They seemed rich to me. Maybe they're not.
No, I'm not. I agree. I just...
Yeah, like a drama camp and a computer camp, and one of them is a fat camp. And the girl that's supposed to be the fat one, I get sent to fat camp, she's just wearing baggy clothes and eating a cannoli.
She's so skinny.
Yeah.
She's not fat at all. Like, not even, like, just, I don't even, I even remember thinking that as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found that upsetting. But other than that, I actually really enjoyed it. And I thought that the plot of that one was, like, a bunch of kids show up to camp and there's no adults there. But...
No, it's different. It's better
different.
Than that.
Yeah, they...
Well, do you want to say the plot?
Yeah. Well, like I said, a bunch of kids' parents want to send them to camps that the kids don't actually want to go to. And then they cook up this scheme that they can all, like, pool their resources and pool the camp money and trick their parents into thinking that they did go to these specific camps, but where they actually went was a place that they call Camp Nowhere that is kind of Lord of the Flies-y. And it's all just the kids just doing kids stuff.
No, well, because they convince Christopher Lloyd
a
he's not just there. Because he's like a disgraced drama teacher from their town. And so, like, the main character's name is Mud. He's played by, oh my god, what's his name? Jonathan. What's his name? Kara. Jonathan Jackson.
Is he related to Josh Jackson?
I don't think so, but that's what I wanted to keep saying, and I know that that's not right. But he was like super heartthrob in the, because he was on a TV show also, I feel like. Okay, so his name is Mud in the movie, and it's his idea, and he gets his three friends together, and they're like, this is an amazing idea, but we need an adult to pull it off. Because, like, no one's going to rent a camp to a bunch of kids. So they convince Christopher Lloyd, this failed drama teacher, to, like, act as the director of every one of the camps. It's four fake camps. So he gets dressed up and does voices and whatever to convince the parents that he's the person who runs all these other camps. And so
Cool. It
then.
seems like would the camp director himself have the time to also be the
Yes.
salesperson for the camp?
Yes. The person who runs my camp talks to every single person, every single kid that comes to this camp.
Wow.
She doesn't go to their house. He goes to their houses in the movies,
Yeah,
but
but I just figured that that was just like a relic of the 90s before the
no, I
internet
don't think
really
it
took off.
is.
Interesting.
So he helps them rent this camp. He goes and stays at the camp with them, pretty much only comes out for emergencies. And that's like, I mean, that's the plot. It's just like, eventually they get caught, obviously.
But
And
they
that's
pull
it, that's the
off
movie.
this amazing Parents' Day, and they get so close to getting away with it. And I would just like to say that, like, the leadership skills and operational skills that those kids have to pull that off is was like truly amazing, and I would hire any one of them.
I know. Well, and that's, I was saying to someone the other day that I wonder if that's a real thing. Like, I want to work at a camp where the kids have to run most of the camp. Like, they have to cook for themselves and clean, but they also get to do all the fun stuff too, and like establish together what the rules of the camp are. Like, I would be so curious to see, like, one, how they do and like how that would run, but like, also, isn't that just so much better for kids and humans in general? For everyone in a place to take that amount of ownership over the place?
Yeah, I feel like you might run into some problems with child labor laws.
Well, yeah, maybe.
And
I don't
also the
know.
fact that like you wouldn't be paying them and they would be
No, but it
paying.
would just be like, oh, this is your bunk. You clean up the bunk. Oh, you want to eat breakfast? We all make breakfast together. It wouldn't be like putting them to work. It would just be like, hu regular human stuff that everybody would be doing.
Have you ever did you ever watch that it was like a reality show in like must have been like 2006 or 2007 called Kid Nation, and like
No.
they just put a bunch of children together in like an old ghost town, and they had to like figure out how to establish a society. It was very
And
interesting.
did they?
Yeah, I think so. I wrote a paper about it for like a sociology class.
The cast of this movie is pretty great. So there's Jonathan Jackson and Christopher Lloyd, who we already mentioned, making his second appearance on our podcast because the Addams Family. Have we watched him in anything else?
Who was he in the Addams Family?
I don't know.
Oh,
Wasn't he in it though? He
Uncle
was definitely in it.
Lester.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, because he was so not looking like himself. But so Andrew Keegan is in this, who is also like
Andrew
so cute
Keegan.
in the
I know, he
90s.
was so dreamy, especially with that like kind of long hair. Ugh. So dreamy.
And
But now
then
he is
Jessica
a cult
Alba is
leader.
in this.
She is? Where?
Yes,
When?
she doesn't have any lines, but she's one of the kids at the camp.
Interesting.
And then the guy who played Biff in Back to the Future plays the police officer who's like on to them.
And Kate Mulgrew, who is on one of the Star Treks, and she's on Orange is the New Black now. She plays one of the kids' moms. I love her. Oh, and Burgess Meredith is in this.
I know he's one scene. But based on like the actors in this, I mean, based on like Christopher Lloyd, maybe that's wrong. Maybe it's wrong what I'm about to say. It feels like this movie should be better.
I don't know. It was, like, way better than I was expecting it to be, so...
It's still completely watchable, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know who else is in this? A little girl named Heather Deloach, who I just the other day was watching A Little Princess, and she was in that, and then I was looking at her IMDb, and she was the B-girl in Blind Melon's No Rain video.
Oh, yeah, that little girl was in it, too!
Yep. She's adorable.
Yeah, I think that's everybody who's, like, notable in this, right?
Yeah, I
no.
think so.
Nope, Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, yeah,
or was that the other movie? He's Mudd's dad.
Yeah.
Is that the other movie?
Yeah, it's hard to keep them straight because all like... of the dads look exactly the same. All of the dads look exactly like my dad did in the 90s with a mustache and those big glasses and, like, the side parted hair.
Yeah.
Which, when we get to Wet Hot American Summer, I will find myself very attracted to one of the characters that look like that and very confused by it.
I'm like, I'm so excited to watch Wet Hot now with all of the knowledge that we have gained this summer. I'm pumped.
Yeah.
But I got to minute 42 of this movie and they were I got to minute 53 and there were 42 minutes left and I was like, what? How are they going to take up this much time?
Because
I knew it was going to happen.
It took me
really?
Yeah. I was enjoying it. It's just that, like, I was watching it while I was getting ready, and then I had to go out for a while and came back, and then just, like, kept starting and pausing it, and it just felt like the longest movie I've ever seen.
This movie just, like, kind of stops to try to do character development. I feel like in a movie like this is, like, completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else is there to say about this movie? I do, like, there's one line that I wrote down, and it's Mudd complaining about his parents. He's, like, a really good kid, and then sounds like he wants the freedom to make mistakes and, like, do some bad things, but he's, like, never been able to have that. And it's, like, it's like his parents are, like, always wanting more from him, even though he feels like he's doing a good job. And at one point he says, they talk about me like I'm unemployed or something, which I think is such a good line.
That is such a good line. Well, towards the end of the movie, he's in the kitchen talking to the girl who was supposed to go to
the
fat
girl
camp,
who's not fat.
Who's not fat and winds up cooking for the kids. But they're talking about, like, why did we wind up, like, being the adults here? Because she's doing the cooking and he's doing all sorts of other, like, camp director things, basically.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how, like, being a, like, good, responsible kid is a curse. And I was like, oh, that's so sad and so true. That, because
they
that's
make
just
a really...
who they are. And, like, it wouldn't have mattered, like, what was happening. They still are these, like, parentified children.
And they made, like, a like, sweet deal that, like, even if they got, like, cool one day, that they wouldn't ever date the cool kids.
Yeah. Just formerly cool kids like each other.
Yeah. This movie also looks, like, way more 90s. Like, I guess the kids are dressed kind of trendy because it's, like, a different kind of kid than is in the other movie. But this, like, is so 90s.
It is.
Or Heavyweights. It doesn't, like, hurt my eyeballs like this does.
What a showcase for 90s water gun technology.
Yeah. Right? And Nerf technology,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but those, like, super soakers. Like,
yes.
I had so many different kinds of them. Looked really fun. I still want to go to Camp Nowhere.
They make adults for camps. I mean,
yeah.
I'm so tired.
Camps for adults.
Camps for adults. Have we talked about this before?
Only briefly, and we both agreed that we would probably hate it.
Well, but if it was one where they were like, what if it was like Camp Nowhere?
But, like, how would that be different than... So you're talking about, like, what if everyone in the camp was, like, cool and had cool interests? I don't know. I like because I the last thing that I would want to do is like go get sunburned with a bunch of drunk adults.
No, not like that at all.
Yeah.
But like just like fun stuff and water guns.
And like hanging out inside of like a cool decked out hippie bus.
Yeah, that bus is cool.
Yeah.
And like maybe someone could play guitar on a roof. That's okay.
Sure. Sure. Maybe somebody could sit inside their cabin listening to Winston Churchill records and sorting a large crystal bowl of jelly beans into separate crystal glasses of different colored jelly beans by color.
With one of those fancy eye magnifying glasses. Because you can't just see the jelly beans.
No, of course not. Christopher Lloyd does that. Oh, they, on like a rainy day when everyone's bored... do like a sports thing. What do they do? Like competition.
Well, he does like the a competition
in the mud, and it looks like so much.
That
fun.
Looks like so much fun. And then the day finishes with that like shadow play. That would be the best camp day. That's the camp day I want to do.
When they're before they like go to meet Christopher Lloyd and they're like talking about how he used to work at their school and they got fired, somebody says he tried to do Silence of the Lambs as a musical.
Oh yeah, I laughed at that part.
Me too. It's just it's so interesting that like so many of these movies that we've done from the 90s have so many Silence of the Lambs references.
What else?
I forget, but it's come up a few times.
Like, I mean, I believe you. It was like, that movie was such a big deal in the 90s.
Oh, I hope they spent some of that cash that they had on, like, a giant bowl of condoms. Because you know some of those kids were fucking.
Just two of them. It's only referenced once.
I feel like you see people making out on the periphery. Like,
the kids are pretty young.
Yeah, I thought that too at first, and then I'm like, but are they really? They're like 15, 14 and 15.
I think it's kind of, I thought the oldest ones were 14.
Okay.
I think it's referenced, because like Andrew Keegan and the blonde girl are the oldest ones, it seems like, and they're 14.
Oh, okay. Still.
You know who's great?
Who?
Betty Stoller.
Who's that? Is that the hot?
The redhead.
Redheaded doctor. Ugh.
She's no, so not pretty. The doctor, the kid, the redheaded kid that Walter is in love with. And she does the bathing suit thing at the end.
What bathing suit thing?
Oh my god, you didn't watch through the credits, Kara.
I think I did, though. I just don't remember.
Well, Betty, so they're, like, because Walter's, like, pushing this girl all summer to, like, go skinny dipping because he heard some rumor or something.
Yes. Now I remember.
And then she takes his bathing suit at the end.
Yes.
I think she's great because she doesn't take Walter's shit.
Yeah, no, she is great. She and she's like always standing there with a sarcastic comment, which I always appreciate. But also like the grown-up redheaded lady.
Oh yeah, she's good too.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were her? If you uncovered a camp where all the kids were lying to their parents, and there is a not very responsible adult there taking care of them, what would you do?
Oh, God, I don't know. I mean, like, my gut reaction is, like, call the fucking cops. But
yeah, right.
I'm not a snitch, so I don't know. I mean, the fact that, like, the worst thing that happened is, like, somebody broke their arm is pretty incredible. Also, as I mentioned, somebody might have gotten pregnant, too. But that we don't see that in the movie, at least.
They were not having sex in this movie.
I don't think that. I think that.
Like, maybe those two kids that were making out in the woods in the rain. Just them. But who even were they? They weren't even at the rest of the camp.
Yeah, because they were too busy fucking in the woods.
Oh, Jonathan Jackson was in Tuck Everlasting. That was, like, the last thing that he was in that, like,
I never was saw cool that. I watch. Remember reading it in, like, sixth grade, but I don't think I ever saw the movie.
The internet says so he's sad. Also in Nashville, but I have never watched that.
Me neither. I'm looking up how much $3,000 was.
Oh, good idea.
It's about $5,000.
That's still pretty cheap for a camp, an 8-week camp.
Yeah. But still, like, a lot more than I think the majority of families
Sure.
have to, like, spend on sending their kids somewhere for the summer, you know?
Does both of these movies that we watched for today like n were really like poorly reviewed, but then on Rotten Tomatoes like have a higher score with like
Yeah,
audiences?
I'm not surprised,
Because it's just
because I
us,
think
it's
they
just kids like
seem,
us.
yeah, they seem like they're, especially like if you, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like anyone who would say these movies are bad, I would just be like, have you seen Meatballs?
Yeah, and well, and like the like these movies were for kids,
Right.
so they're probably hard to receive for the first time as an adult. This is where it's fun, where we have an adult on who's never seen one of the kids' movies before, but we've both seen these, so we can't judge it correctly.
Do you have, I didn't have time to like read the trivia or anything, so I don't
There
really
really
have much.
isn't. I mean, I didn't look really hard, but I didn't find anything interesting really about either movie. I mean, there are some more interesting things about the other movie, but that are pretty common knowledge. Like, you don't have to look hard for them. Let's see what IMDb has to say really quick. I feel like this is one of the first movies. Maybe the first camp movie we saw that has nothing to do with New Jersey or New York.
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, by strange coincidence, two actors that appear in this film, Allison Mack and Andrew Keegan, would later quit acting to join religious cults. Andrew Keegan is a cult leader, I believe, and Allison Mack, I don't know who she was in this, but she's the one that was on Roswell, who that Paul Rapp, or not Roswell, Smallville.
Yeah, who
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
yeah, I'm gonna find out. I'm distracted from my trivia already. Oh, she's the really cute little girl who's sad with her teddy bear.
Oh, and she wants to go home, and then he's like,
Yeah.
let's make a necklace out
A
of.
necklace. Yeah, that's Allison Mack.
Yeah.
Oh, she fell so far. She was so cute.
Haven't checked in on Andrew Keegan's cult in a long time.
I can't believe that we've
Andrew.
never like watched him in anything before. Like we've definitely talked about how he's a cult leader,
Yeah.
but I don't think on air, just like in life for fun, we've talked about that.
Yeah. Oh man, he's not handsome anymore.
Really?
I don't know.
That's
I
too
guess he's
bad.
fine. It's I just like I liked him more with long hair. Oh yeah, they were busted for selling illegal kombucha.
Ooh, bad.
Yeah.
No, there's like nothing super interesting besides that, like, this was Jessica Alba's first movie.
Yeah.
Although, the one person we haven't talked about is there's one friend named Arnold who was in one of my other favorite childhood movies. Oh my God, what's it called? House Arrest? It's the one where the kids lock their parents in the basement so they don't get divorced. I think it's called House Arrest.
I've seen that.
It has like so many famous people in it, and I'm sure it's a terrible movie. But Jamie Lee Curtis is definitely in it.
Yeah.
Jennifer Tilly is definitely in it.
Interesting.
Jennifer Love Hewitt's in it.
I'm
I'm sure
sure that
it's
I've seen
really bad
this, but I
though.
don't remember it. Okay. I guess we'll talk about heavyweights. Which I don't know why I wasn't expecting this going into it, like knowing that it's a movie about fat camp, but I was like having a lot of feelings about like weight and bodies and especially like 90s diet culture while I was watching Heavyweights. I don't know if you had as emotion did you have an emotional experience while watching
I
this?
really didn't. I really didn't. That's what I mean, part of it, like, where I like couldn't have any feelings about this movie because I'm just like, I love this movie.
Yeah.
I tried to think of another movie that just starred fat kids
Yeah,
and
I
couldn't
don't
think
think
of
there
one.
is
So I
one.
was like, okay, cool. All right, well,
Yeah.
there's that.
Well, and also, I mean, this really like takes the piss out of 90s diet culture
It
and like
does.
the monetization of people's like low self-image.
Yeah. So it felt like almost like, so if, okay, wait, let's say the plot first. So Heavyweights, it, do you want to do it or want me to do it?
You go to town.
Okay, so Heavyweights is about a camp. Do you remember what the camp is called?
Camp Hope. I remember that because
Oh,
there
yeah.
is a actual Camp Hope in New Jersey, not the same camp.
Okay, so Camp Hope, and the protagonist, I have no idea what his name is.
Norris?
We've
Wait, no, that was
watched
the other movie.
every kid who is in this was in the Mighty Ducks, which we've talked about because it's the same director, Steven Brill.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've seen him before, cannot remember his name. He's so hot now. We, 'cause I know we've talked about that. So he is going to this fat camp for the first time. And like the kids love this camp. It's an all boys camp and the kids love it. So they get there and the camp, the previous camp owners who are,
Aaron
but
Schwartz.
yeah, he's really hot now.
Yeah, he is. Wow.
Not doing much acting, but like, wow.
He's too busy working out.
yes. He was also in the Mighty Ducks, right? He didn't have a big part in it, though,
Yeah, I think
I don't
so.
think.
Yeah, because he was
So,
one of the fat kids on the team. So it was like.
which like, n there was a lot of fat kids on that hockey
Yeah,
team,
now that I think about it, you're right.
because they're all in this movie and they're still fat, or they're fat later, which I think Mighty Ducks was before this.
I'm not sure,
I'm not
actually.
sure either. It was definitely around the
92,
same
yeah.
time.
92, and then D2 is 94.
So the kids get to this camp, they're all excited, they're loving it, and then the owners, Ben Stiller's parents, announce that they've had to sell the camp, because they're bankrupt.
And Jerry Stiller gives a great piece of advice to the kids. Never let anybody sign your checks.
Important information for kids to know. So they do this tearful goodbye and they leave. And then in comes Ben Stiller, who's purchased the camp from them, and he is ripped. I cannot think of him being ripped in anything else, but he legitimately is in shape in this.
No, I think he is just ripped in general.
Do you think
He just
so?
doesn't. He's yeah. 'Cause think about like he's like that in Dodgeball. He
I
has
guess I just
muscles
like
and Zoolander.
never
It's just he's usually wearing
noticed or thought about
clothes.
it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. But he's like
So
surprisingly attractive.
he's like, hair. Okay, so his hair looks
Except
like
for that part.
his hair looks like the Ancient Aliens guy. Like exactly the same hair.
Yeah.
Which for me, like I think that a lot of the people in this movie feel real,
Yeah.
and he feels like a cartoon, and I
He
actually don't
does,
like
but
that.
it feels like a composite of he feels like a composite of people that you see in infomercials, which is obviously on purpose. He's making an infomercial in this movie. I love the way that he's like introduced because he's like immediately introduced as somebody who is like a total douche and also has literally never been around children before. And he thinks
Right.
that he's gonna come in here and like change everything.
Also he right away says that his dad owns a lighting fixtures company, and so his dad has provided all the lighting around camp, which they like promptly focus on after he says that. Like and there it's like and that it's a detail that's kind of funny. And then never comes back and I wish it did. If
But
they
his
had
dad does
toned
show up, and
later,
it's just
yes.
Bill.
He plays his own dad,
Yeah.
doesn't he?
Yeah.
If they had toned down his hair, I would have had a much easier time with this.
Yeah. Camp hair.
This is not camp hair. So he comes in. He's like a wannabe fitness guru who's like trying to make it big by buying this camp, which is obviously a terrible plan. And he brings in like a whole new staff. And I love Lars. I think Lars is so funny.
Yeah.
He made me laugh out loud. He does my favorite part of the movie. And then, so yeah, so the movie is just like the whole, the kids trying to deal with Ben Stiller, who's like increasingly losing his mind, and with their parents who don't believe them about how bad the camp is.
Mm-hmm. And there's like a small handful of counselors from the original camp who are also like, what the fuck?
Why won't Paul Feig is one of them.
Yeah, he's so good in this. I love Paul Feig.
Is he even, like, I don't even know him as an actor at all in anything else.
Yeah, he definitely has acted, but of course we know him as the creator of Freaks and Geeks, as the director of, did he do Bridesmaids? I think he did Bridesmaids, and the Lady Ghostbusters.
And Undeclared.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, oh, we didn't even say yet, Judd Apatow wrote this.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny to think about, because like, so this was also around the same time as the Ben Stiller show, which mm-hmm. he also wrote, and obviously Ben Stiller was in. And it's just so funny to, like, my question is like, how do you do something like that and then also be like, I'm gonna write this kids movie though? I don't get it.
It's, you know what it's like to be a freelancer. You gotta have a lot totally, of yeah. pots cooking. You gotta have a lot of planting seeds that mature at various random times that you don't expect. And I think that that's the case when you have, like, you know, you're writing screenplays and you're getting hired to do all sorts of things, and God only knows when and if those screenplays will be developed.
Because this is, I mean, Judd Apatow's first and only kids movie. This is it. But my guess is that's why this is a better movie, because we know he's a good writer. Mm-hmm. You know, he's pretty well established by now. When Lars, hold on, I have to read it. When he's like yelling at the kids, they're like out on the dock, and he's just walking down the dock pushing kids into the lake, which is already so funny.
Yeah.
And he's yelling at them, and he yells at one kid, he's like, don't pee in there. And then, like, without missing a beat, he's like, don't drink that, he peed in it. This is so funny.
Yeah, there's a point where the kids are on the dock, and the rich kids from the rich kid camp drive by in a boat with a
megaphone.
It's
not a rich kid camp, though. It's a cool kids camp. Okay, it's a whatever. Sports
it's a
camp.
Sporty camp. They drive by.
Because these are all rich kids.
And they have a megaphone, and they're just yelling, you stink, you stink, you stink, you stink, you stink. And that's, like, the only thing they're saying. I just found that really hilarious. Like, that was the only thing they could think of to say.
Kids aren't very smart. They're not very clever. There was one woman at the camp. She was the nurse. And it wasn't, like, so horrible the way they treated her, but she was, for no reason, wearing, like, a crop top with her nipples showing,
like, hey, pretty early on. It was a very nipply time.
Sure. Just, like, like, you just, you don't have to do that. I just don't get it. But then, like, the scene with the girls' camp at the dance is cute. Mm-hmm. And Kenan Thompson is in this, mm-hmm. who, like, I have no feelings about him, really, except that, like, he's just, it's, like, so impressive how long he's been around.
Yeah, it's truly wild. And, like, so, I was gonna say, such a varied career, but not a varied career at all. He was on All That for 1,000 years, and now he's on Saturday Night Live for 1,000 years.
But he's also, he's the person who's been on SNL
the longest ever. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy.
I mean, hey, if you got a job that works and works for you, why change? You know.
I also wrote camp rumors, LOL, because I don't even remember what the kids are talking about, But like some rumor gets like something gets blown out of proportion like immediately, and that is so real.
Yeah. Oh, we saw the origin of the main character's camp name, because he gets to camp and they call him
They
something.
call him Wings.
Yeah, because he's wearing
Wings?
those like airplane
Yeah,
wings.
that's a good nickname.
Yeah.
You see how it happens. But then it comes back real cute at the end
Does it? How?
when he drives the go-kart.
And they call him Wings again?
They give, no, they pin the wings back on and
Oh.
they're like, you're gonna need these.
Oh. I was pretty
It's
checked out by the
cute.
end.
I wrote that Ben Stiller would be, he wouldn't be trying to be an infomercial fitness guru, he would be trying to be an
Instagram.
Instagram
Yeah.
influencer.
Oh, absolutely. Be like, and today we're selling fit tea.
There's
Ugh.
some nice gymnastic stunts in this.
I noticed, yeah, that thing he does when they're like hiking and they're
He
like
just
up on the.
giants around a tree.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
And he does some back handsprings and some like really high, like jumping off of high things.
Yeah. While they're on that hike. This made me laugh so hard because it's it's the portion of the summer where all the bugs show up. And so he says, use the swatting motion as an isotonic exercise.
I also laughed really hard. I believe it's an isometric exercise.
Oh, yeah. Is that what he says? Or
I think so. He
okay.
might say it wrong. I also laughed so hard at that point.
Yeah.
There was a guy smoking in the kitchen, which I don't remember anywhere, but I wrote it down because this was like not only past the point where it was cool, like it wasn't cool to smoke in movies anymore, and also he was in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's funny. There is a beautiful, glorious, and triumphant food fight scene in this. Although I don't know if it's really a food fight so much as a joyful and messy sharing of food.
Oh, when they all get there?
No,
Which
towards the
part?
end,
Oh my gosh, I
it's
blocked it out.
oh, it's really beautiful. It's set to the theme from an Italian opera called Thieving Magpies, and it's just beautiful. There's like
Oh,
fireworks going off
yeah.
in the background, and like there's
Right.
a fire, and they open this jar of maraschino cherries, and somebody like dumps it into their mouth, and just the way that the light hit the cherry juice like made me cry a little.
The whole thing is in like slow motion too.
Yeah, and it because it's just like so beautiful and joyful and triumphant that I was like, this is wonderful. Paul Feig's backstory is that like he had been a fat kid and then had like lost a bunch of weight, and so when that happens and they're all like going to town on all of this snack food, he like loses his mind and is like pouring chocolate sauce all over himself and like dumping out marshmallows on his head, and they're like, oh my God, he looks like a human s'more.
Which is a perfect description of what he looks
Yeah.
like.
And also a perfect description, like a perfect portrayal of like what happens when you haven't been eating sugar for a while and then you finally do. You know. And then you're just like,
Yeah.
give me it all.
The other counselor, who's still fat, he is like a real actor. I have never seen him in anything else, but he does like a bunch of theater and stuff.
And a lot of TV. I think I've
Yeah.
definitely seen him in things. He reminds me a
Oh,
lot of
really?
Andy Richter. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, I kept thinking he was Andy Richter and then being like, no,
This
that's
definitely
somebody
could have been
else.
Andy Richter,
Yeah.
yeah. It also could have been Chris Farley.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But it was like, I guess a little bit before. No, that was like right in Chris Farley time.
Yeah, I think Chris Farley was busy.
He didn't make any kids' movies, did he?
Don't think so. But there's like a bunch of the dudes from like that work with Adam Sandler and Ben Stiller, like the guy who plays the videographer
Oh, yeah! We've talked about
was
him
the
before.
brother, yeah, the brother in The Wedding Singer and Happy Gilmore's golf caddy, and he's like in every single Adam Sandler movie, and like what a master of disguise.
Yeah, he's great. He's even like funny doing nothing in this as a videographer. He doesn't even do anything and he's great.
Yeah.
I said to you when I was watching this, I realized that we were like accidentally doing the beginning of Judd Apatow's career because we just keep watching things that he's worked on
Yeah. But
or like secretly worked on.
that's also true of Ben Stiller, I think, which who I'm really coming around on. I really like this movie for some reason. I was like, you know, Ben Stiller is great. He's very good
Did
at what he does.
you not like him before, or did you
Not
just
really,
not think
because like
about
so
him?
often he plays like dickhead characters, you know.
Well, like, what else is he? I mean, I know this is a dumb question, but like, what else is he in, Zoolander?
Well, at like Reality Bites, which he directed, by the
Oh,
way,
I've
which
never
always
seen
surprised me.
that.
Oh, we should do that because I loved that movie, and now it's just like, ugh, Ethan Hawke, get out of here. Yeah, he plays like a real like yuppie dickhead in that. And then he's a dickhead in Zoolander. He's a dickhead in Dodgeball. He's a dickhead, in so many things. But like, he's so good at playing that kind of character. Although, I mean, when it comes down to it, give me Jerry Stiller any day over Ben, but whatever.
Well, it's a different energy.
Very different energy, yeah. Oh, he has like morning radio announcements that he does, like Bill Murray in Meatballs. And one of them made me laugh so hard. He says, "Today is evaluation day. The key word here is value. Do you have any? Not yet, but by the end of the summer." It's the not yet that really got me. And he says, "By the end of the summer, this camp is going to be full of skinny winners."
They say skinny wieners. Also, like the phrase skinny winner, it feels so good in your mouth.
A skinny winner, I guess so. Later in the movie, once like the rebellion has started, they tie Lars and the other new counselors to trees, and the kids are like smearing honey on Lars's chest so that a bear will come and eat him, I guess. But they do it with a paintbrush, and let me tell you, that is the wrong kind of paintbrush that you want to use when you're smearing honey on the chest of a man that you've just tied to a tree. I would recommend using maybe a palette knife instead, because
Yeah, you can get it off that. You can't get it out of the paintbrush ever, right?
not even just that, but just the paintbrush is like too flexible for
Yep.
something
I see
that
that.
has that kind of like medium viscosity. You need something firmer to spread it.
He wasn't a jerk in There's Something About Mary, was he? He was like a nice guy in that.
Well, that's his other character, which is just the like, oh, I'm so awkward guy, you know.
Bumbling nice guy.
Yeah.
He's mostly not that. I'm just looking through his movies now. He was definitely the mean guy when he was on Friends.
Yeah, who did he play on Friends?
He was on for one episode, and he was a guy that Rachel was dating, I think. And he would have these like anger explosions, but never when she was there. And so like somebody like Ross or somebody like kept seeing them and being like, "No, I think this guy's a jerk." And she'd be like, "No." And then they finally gets caught. But he has like four really good outbursts during the episode. He's just yelling. Wow, he executive produced Burning Love? I didn't know that. Did you watch that?
I did not.
It wasn't that good, but like everyone good was in it, and Ken Marino starred in it, which was just like, I love him so much.
Yeah, I love him
Like,
too.
it's just so, I get so happy when he's in something.
Yeah, that reminds me. I need to watch. There's a surprise new season of Veronica Mars that dropped on Hulu.
No, I only ever watched the first season of it.
Oh, it's so good. I haven't watched the new season, but hopefully Ken Marino is in it because he was in the other stuff.
He was.
Yep. Yeah, he plays like a rival private detective who obviously is like a real dick. He's my like favorite dick guy, you know? Like when he plays a dick, it's so good and so funny.
I like him more when he's just like how he was in Party Down.
Yeah.
Where like he was kind of a dick, but it's like hopeless, he was really. So was so helpless that like you just couldn't hate him. I keep a playlist of just like YouTube videos that make me happy, and two of them are just him saying one word in Party Down.
What word?
It's two different scenes. It's one scene where it's the one where they're at the fake house, and they're in the garage, and one of the women is trying to make a phone call, and she catches him trying to take poop off of his shoe with a fork, and for some reason, she was trying to blackmail him, so she takes a picture of him doing it, and he looks up, and as she's doing it, he just goes, no, and it's just the saddest thing in the entire world. And then the other one is the one where the nurse is a stripper. They're at, like, some event. I don't even remember what event it is. But there's supposed to be, like, this big reveal that, like, you know, this, like, fake nurse there is actually a stripper, so her shirt is off, but he doesn't know. And there's a real medical emergency, so he's running for the nurse. So he's running into her, and she's topless, and he just goes, what's happening? It's the best thing in the entire world. He's just so good.
I'm reading the trivia on this. Apparently, in 2012, during a PBS marathon, Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira spoke to the camera side by side, just like in the Camp Hope promotional video, and like the same music that played in the video also played in the background for the promotional video, or for the telethon, which I think is really funny. As part of his first date with his eventual wife, Judd Apatow tried to impress Leslie Mann by showing her this film. On the Blu-ray commentary, Judd Apatow also stated that he once ran into Paul Thomas Anderson, and he told Judd that he loves Heavyweights, which is a weird thing to say on your own DVD commentary. Wow, there's a very long essay trivia point that I'm not going to read because it's very long. You don't usually see things that long in this section. So he does say isometric when he's talking about swatting away mosquitoes. Apparently, this is incorrect, as isometric exercises involve a stationary position and or applying force against a fixed object.
He also, like, during that same hike, he's, like, trying to tell the story of, like, one of the myths.
Oh, yeah.
But he gets, Daedalus like, he Icarus. Mixes, yeah. He mixes two of them up.
Oh, yeah, he mixes up story of Icarus with Sisyphus. Icarus is the guy who flew too close to the sun. Sisyphus is the guy who had to keep rolling that boulder up that hill.
This description on IMDb, I hate IMDb descriptions. Plump kids are lured into joining a posh fat camp with the promise of quick weight loss and good times, only to find that the facility is a woodland hellhole run by a psycho ex-fitness instructor.
Interesting way to phrase that. Plump kids.
It's definitely not posh either. Like, it's not. And also, none of them care about losing weight. And I don't think that the old camp owners cared about that either.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, a fat camp could be either really abusive, as we see in the way that, like, Ben Stiller's camp is run. But also, like, what a wonderful opportunity to not have to feel like super self-conscious about your body while you're doing like outdoors things, you know. Yeah. Like if everyone has a so-called like a societally undesirable body, or like however you want to phrase that, which of course is bullshit, all bodies are good bodies, but like to be around people who are like you know, you don't have to be like standing there in your big
baggy when it t-shirt. Also like I see, like, this is the camp I'm at is a very sports oriented camp. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the kids are pretty fit and they do sports and whatever, and like, but a few of them are bigger kids, and it's really hard when they they are trying to do the same kids. The same kids. I'm so bad at words today. They're trying to do the same things that the other kids are doing, like, mm-hmm. in my class. And, like, they know that they have to try harder at it.
Yeah.
Like, even if they don't know that consciously. And so a lot of them just don't try. Mm-hmm. And, like, I can't imagine how that feels. It must be really hard. Yeah. And I try to help them, but even for me, it's like, I can't help them as well as I can help a kid who weighs half what they weigh.
Right.
I'm just a person trying to lift another person up, you know?
Yeah.
So I would imagine that if like all the kids like were together struggling in the same boat, it might feel easier to try.
Yeah.
Something. It might feel easier to be uncomfortable if you know that everyone's uncomfortable.
Right. I don't have anything else to say, I don't think, about Heavyweights, do you?
Nope. I'm going to add some camp tropes, though.
Hell yeah. I was watching them, and I was like, yeah, there's that thing, and that thing. It was exciting.
I'm adding original song. How do I want to word this? Okay, here's what I want it to be. Because, like, a lot of the movies that we've watched have a song that I assume is an original song made for the movie that has the title of the movie in the song. How do I word that in less words than that?
I don't know. What song are you talking about?
There was a Camp Nowhere song. I don't know if there was a Heavyweight song. There was definitely a Meatballs song. We're going to just call it Original Song with Title for now. I'm gonna add baseball montage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems to be a real genre convention.
there is a baseball game in Heavyweights that mm-hmm. served more of a purpose than the one in Sleepaway Camp, though. I think that's it. Those are my two to add.
Yeah, I don't think I picked up on any like new thing. But we definitely had smoking.
Yep.
Definitely had anger.
Yep.
Was there any
homophobia? I don't know. Not directly, no.
Too much fat phobia to have time for phobia.
Yeah, I was busy with other stuff.
Yeah. Canoe tip?
No. I don't think so.
I don't think so. Canoe trip?
No. They went swimming, but I don't think they ever got in a boat.
Yeah. Hiking, definitely.
Yes.
Camp out, no.
No?
Bonfire, yes. New York accent, yes.
Yes.
Oh, I'm only doing Heavyweights right now.
Wait.
Heavyweights definitely did.
Who had a New York accent? Have everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Parent visit, yes. Play slash music.
There was a parent visit in Heavyweights?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah.
I can't get these movies straight in my head.
Yeah, well, that's the one that they've made a video with all of the footage.
Right.
Yeah.
And he gets caught at the end. Mm-hmm. But not after walking on glass and doing a lot of back handsprings.
No play slash musical. Although in Camp Nowhere, there's a hilarious, during like the drama camp section of the day, they're doing a scene from, I don't know, maybe Streetcar Named Desire. I get them mixed up, but Christopher Lloyd is like, "What? You're no, you're in the wrong place. This is Tennessee for tots."
Yeah.
Williams. Guitar.
No.
Not heavy weights. No. Inappropriate adult camper relationship. I would say yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Age appropriate fucking. I don't know. Does anyone fuck in this? I don't think
so.
Substance use.
No.
I would argue that the, like, big feast scene, the way that
that was
the
their
kids
drug.
Are,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Sold. You don't have to finish. I get it.
I mean, even if it's only Paul Feig who has lost his mind on s'more ingredients.
Well, and they hide their food like it's drugs, too,
right.
At the beginning.
Right. Contraband. Surprise luggage?
No. They had their luggage with them.
Yeah. Food fight, yes.
Yes.
Mean girl energy, no.
No.
Because there were no girls.
The girls were nice. There were some girls once, but they were they ended up being nice.
Yeah. Babies who think they're grown ups, not in this, but definitely Camp Nowhere. Camp hair,
Not really,
Not
because they were
really.
all boys.
Yeah, and Ben
And there were no
Stiller's hair, as we
perms or.
established, is not camp hair. Someone gets thrown in the water, yes.
Yes.
Someone gets murdered.
No.
No. Where are the adults? No. Where are the kids? No. Fat phobia? Yep. What was the other thing that was in?
What?
Fat
Fat
phobia.
phobia?
Yeah.
I don't know, we should have frozen the first column.
Yeah.
Did this wrong.
Oh well, can't scroll to the left or I'll lose my place.
No, there's too many of these now. You can't go back.
Rich kids. You said no,
No.
but like,
Those were sports kids. They were just cool kids. They weren't
yeah.
rich. They weren't like any. I feel like these. We were dealing with rich kids too. Did you see all that candy? One of them came from England. These were also rich kids.
Yeah, and
One of
all
them
that
flew there.
delicious English candy melted on his belly, which is so disappointing. Barn sex, nope.
No.
Original song with title, you said
I don't
yes.
think there is a heavyweight song. I'm gonna look though.
Heavyweights, dee-dee-dee-dee, heavyweights.
Soundtrack. Oh, it reminded me the one of the first songs that plays is the theme song from Party of Five, which I totally forgot about. There
I
is an original
recognized it, but I
song.
wasn't sure what it was.
They
Yeah.
all sing a song over the
All
credits.
right. Oh yeah, and
Paul
Blind
Feig
Twinkle.
wrote it. Yes, there is
Okay.
an original song.
And there is a baseball montage in this one?
Yes.
Okay, and then there was also one in Sleepaway Camp. I feel like there was one in Meatballs too.
I don't remember that, but I would believe you if you told me there was.
Oh, and now we have to do it for Camp Nowhere.
Okay.
Camp Nowhere. Was there smoking in that?
I don't. Maybe one of like the private investigator smoked. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay, we'll skip that. Anger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Homophobia?
Not that I remember.
Okay. Canoe tip? Canoe
No.
trip? Yes. I remember seeing someone in a canoe. Don't know who it was. Hiking?
No.
Camp out.
No, the whole thing was kind of like a big camp out, but they
Yeah.
did have cabins.
Bonfire, yes.
Yes.
New
He
York.
burned his cello in the bonfire, like
Oh
that
my
part.
God, I freaked out when that happened.
That part's super
No, that's
fun.
so expensive.
I know.
Okay. New York accent, you said
There is
no.
a brief New York
Okay.
accent in this. You tell me if you think it counts or not. When Andrew Keegan's dad is in the
Oh,
hole,
yeah.
he said something that was so New York accent, but it was one word. But I googled it to be like, is he from New York? And yes, he is. So,
Okay.
yes.
Parent visit, obviously. It's the whole third act. Play musical, yes.
Yes.
Guitar,
Yes.
absolutely. Iconic, standing on a roof playing on the electric guitar. Inappropriate
Yes.
adult camp relationship, yes. Age appropriate fucking,
You
yes.
think yes, I think no.
But also, the hot doctor and what's his face?
They didn't fuck.
Oh, they definitely fucked. Come on,
No,
get
they
out of here.
didn't.
Yeah,
No,
she spent the
whatever.
night.
She did? Oh, I
Yes!
don't
That's when
remember that
she
part. I
discovers the
remember she was
camp
there for
in the
dinner. She
morning.
spent the
Yeah.
night.
Yeah. They definitely
Okay,
fucked.
I believe you. Okay,
I
fine.
promise.
Okay.
Substance use?
No?
Yeah, I don't think so. Surprise luggage.
No.
Not technically, but I will make the case that the kids order shit tons of stuff that show up and
Yes,
surprise
done. That's
months
the case that I
come.
would also make.
Food fight, I think so. No,
No, I don't think there's a food fight. They have, they eat a really long sub together, but they don't fight with it.
Yeah. Mean girl energy, yes.
Who's mean in
I would
this?
say the redheaded girl with the braces who steals that
Betty
kid's bathing
Stoller's
suit.
not mean. She's just defending herself.
I don't know. She seems like kind of a
Okay.
bitch.
She's not Judy. There's no Judys in this.
There is but one Judy. One and only Judy, and that is Judy. Babies who think they're grown-ups,
Yeah.
yes. Camp hair.
Yeah.
Sure. Someone gets thrown in the water?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Someone gets murdered now. Where are the adults? Of course. Where are the kids? We know. Fat phobia, I would say yes.
Yeah.
Rich kids.
No.
They're all rich kids, so I'm going to mark it yes.
But then heavyweights should be all rich kids, too.
Okay. Then I'm going to mark it no.
I feel like we made rich kids because in these movies, the rich kids are always, like, the bad, mean kids across the lake.
Or there's one kid that shows up in a fantasy.
Yes, yes. But so neither one of those had that.
Right. Barn sex, no. Cabin sex, yes, because they definitely fucked when she spent the night. But I won't mark that. Original song with title?
Yes.
Okay.
Over the opening credits, they just yell nowhere.
Baseball montage.
No.
I feel like there was any organized sports in that one.
No, there were not. Only disorganized fun sports.
Oh, you know when we need to add archery? Have you shot an arrow yet?
No. We do have archery, but it's really far away.
It was definitely Friday the 13th. I feel like there was some in Sleepaway Camp and Little Darlings. Possibly Meatballs, but I don't know. None in Heavyweights. Definitely yes in Camp Nowhere.
When was there archery in Camp Nowhere?
I don't remember, but I remember pointing it out and being like, archery, that's a thing.
I want to say that it had something to do with the fireworks. Did they shoot the firework to... No, they threw the kid across to do the sign. I don't know.
There was definitely... Just take my word for it.
Okay.
All right. So that is Camp Tropes. We are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different movies. And our top contenders are Someone Gets Thrown in the Water, Camp Hair, Substance Use, Inappropriate Adult Camper Relationships, Parent Visits, New York Accents, Bonfires, Hiking, Canoe Trips, Anger and Smoking.
Who'd have thought? Those are not things that I would be like, that's definitely in all the movies.
Yeah.
And we're up to 30 tropes. Well, and I feel like some of them that we added and we were like, oh yeah, that seems like a thing, like really didn't show up as much as we thought. Like the rich kids one.
Right. Or even camp out.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would think, or canoe tips. I was like, we're going to see somebody canoe tip in every single movie.
You would think.
Yeah. Same thing with Play Musical. Food Fight. I thought there would be many more food fights and many more Mean Girls. But there just haven't been enough girls in these movies, I think.
It's just how we started out, though, too. It's like there was just like, Mean Girl, and then there wasn't so many after that.
I also thought there would be more murder. And more barn sex.
Well, we have Wet Hot for that still.
Hell yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to cover?
No. Cool. When do you start watching the Fast and the Furious movies?
I have no idea.
I'm just when so they excited. I started... I was super bored the other day and was like, what could I watch? I know, I'll start from the beginning and just watch all the Fast movies again. And I turned the first one on and kind of was like doing something else while it was on, though. And like, it was such an assault of the senses. Like,
oh no, that's not good.
Between the like driving noises and the terrible 2001 music, just really bad. But that's okay. I love them. You have to look at them as a whole picture, not as individual movies.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be interesting, to say the least. But anyway, if people wanted to find you, Jordan, where should they look?
I'm on Instagram, at JordoPC.
I'm on Instagram, at Bimpse, BIMPSE. And we'll talk to you next time for the last time. Not ever, just for camp.
I won't even be at camp anymore for the next one.
Whoa.
I'm so excited to sleep in my own bed.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Just like, have my own stuff and just, you know.
Something to look forward to. Yeah, anyway, next time we'll be talking about Wet Hot American Summer. And we'll do that in 2 weeks. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.